When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And we are officially back from Japan. And you are still tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop. And while we were in Japan, there was a ton of dosage of K-pop happening in the K-pop universe while we were there. You know, some bad news, some good stuff going on, interesting stuff going on, a lot of drops from some Gen 4 girl groups, and just nonstop, so much stuff going on. Even while we were in Japan, like in Japan itself, there was K-pop was still definitely present.
Oh yeah,
in Japan. So with that said, like always, if you're still tuning in and listening, thank you for joining us as always. You could catch us on basically every platform, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you're tuning in to us right now. Give us a subscribe, follow, hit that notification bell. And I think we can get started. Should we start with Japan a little bit? How was Japan in terms of K-pop for you?
It's very popular over there. Honestly.
That's kind of an understatement. Mm-hmm. We went to Tower Records, which yes, still exists and is fairly present and strong and like huge in Japan.
Yeah.
We went to the one of the main big ones in Shibuya.
Yeah.
And man, they have more floors. How many floors?
I think it's 6 floors.
I think there was more, like 7th. Remember there's like a vinyl floor? There's like maybe 8 floors, like some secret floor on the 8th floor or something.
Which was blocked.
But one of the floors, I think it was the 5th floor, dedicated to K-pop.
Right.
That was insane. Seeing all the cool different K-pop albums, and everything is separated and organized, mm-hmm. obviously really well, first of all, because Japan, like that's all I got to say, you know,
right.
Japan. And there was so much stuff going on, like even when we walked into the doors of Tower Records, there was a bunch of cool like K-pop posters and ads. I think at that time, IVE just released their album.
Mm-hmm. They're very popular in Japan.
They are huge in Japan, and they had like there's a section like downstairs for like new stuff that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there, and when you went up to the 5th floor of the K-pop floor, they have like another big section there with like even their old, not old, I guess it's like. Actually, I guess you can say old, like their OG like songs,
mm-hmm.
but the Japanese versions, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of promos and a lot of IVE stuff. And of course, that includes IVE, which is their newest album because it did release, like it was their first full album released on April 10th. So it was aligned with the same time we were in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Stray Kids just finished their promotions, unfortunately and sadly for Haley.
Right.
So there wasn't like everywhere that would have been Stray Kids, which I think was probably going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it was everywhere, I think, like a month before we got there.
It was instead everywhere that was Stray Kids, like including the subways, including Tower Records, obviously, was replaced by, what was it, Mr. Five.
Yeah, I think it's a J-pop group, I want to say.
Yeah, it looked like a J-pop group.
But they're very popular.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But like the fact that Stray Kids was that huge because Mr. Five was everywhere mm-hmm. we went. Not to mention, there was someone from Stray Kids that was also in Japan at the same time.
Yes. Doing his own vacation by himself.
There's actually two members.
That's true. Bang Chan was in Tokyo and Lino was in Osaka separately.
Crazy enough, like Bang Chan was in Tokyo the same time we were. Mm-hmm. And he went to that Tower Records the day before we went.
Yep. I was very upset because I actually did want to go to Tower Records the
that
day he went.
All of a sudden.
Don't even say that because you know that I was asking you to go.
What were we doing though?
I don't even remember. But then I was like, we should go at night.
Yeah. Oh, but it was, nighttime. But then we didn't even know what time was going to be open till and what time we would get back. Mm-hmm. You were tired. You were tired too, remember?
I don't know. I was tired every day in Japan, honestly.
Yeah, our feet have felt things that hasn't felt ever. It doesn't even feel like I don't remember being this tired every day, like on our last Japan trip.
Mm-hmm. We did 20K steps at
every
least,
day.
Every day.
And that is about almost 1,000 times more steps, if not 10,000 times more steps than what I usually do.
Well, on average, I probably only do 2,000 steps a day, honestly.
Well, so working from home, mine hits the only triple digits mm-hmm. sometimes. And yeah, so Bang Chan was there. We did not go the same day. But you know, he might have went midday. So even if we went at night, we might have missed him.
Yeah, I feel like he went when it was probably closed, to be honest. Because that section, the K-pop section, was nonstop people. It's like if he went there when it was peak midday or whatever, he'd be seen and no one saw him.
The only reason we didn't know the reason why we're saying Haley's saying this is because he took a photo with his thumbs up in front of the Stray Kids section.
Yeah.
It had to be open because I don't know it. Like you said, it was closed. I don't think so. I think he just went at a good time. That's either it can't be early because people line up even to get in mm-hmm. early. It had to be, unfortunately, it might be late.
I think it was later in the day.
But it was overall, it was such a cool place to go. Like Tower Records, it's cool because feels like the 90s because people are listening to samples of different albums on those like headsets.
Yeah.
It's like a blast from the past, but in modern times, it was so cool. Obviously super organized. There's so much cool stuff. Yeah. Like I said, I've promos were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean with that, even there was Blackpink stuff going on because Jisoo just recently released a Flower, mm-hmm. her solo very recently from then. Even Wonyoung, I think was saying that she listens to Flower a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of other idols been doing Jisoo's Flower dance challenge, mm-hmm. Ryujin and Yeji from ITZY. But overall, Japan was amazing. We did some heavy damage on our wallets
mm-hmm.
at Tower Records and also at this crazy K-pop store in Sunshine City.
Yes. It's literally 3 minutes from Sunshine City.
This store would be very dangerous if it was here in the U.S. because it's that good.
Because we'd visit it probably every couple weeks because
every week, if anything.
Because they get stuff in, I feel probably every week.
And the only cool part is, not the only, but the main cool part is because it's in Japan, they get a lot of cool Japanese stuff that you would not see.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices are insanely cheap. Affordable. Yeah. And I guess basically cheap.
Yeah, because they have a lot of photo cards from every single group that you can imagine.
It's wild.
I was only in the Stray Kids section because I didn't want to overwhelm
you
myself.
You were there for
2 hours, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the Twice section for 2 hours, and the Twice section is huge. It's one whole side of the store.
Yeah, same with Stray Kids, and then I just went through every single photo card, flipping through it to see which ones I wanted. I got a lot of Changbin ones, and they're all official photo cards from different albums, different promotions, and they're less than
dirt
$2
compared to what we're used to here.
The ones that you buy here, they're probably
if you get from Mercari and stuff,
$10
or something.
Yeah, sometimes
seven or more.
There are a wall that has more of the rare photo cards. That have more value,
priced more and stuff.
That are more expensive, but then they're still cheaper than if you were to buy it here in the U.S. And so I got a couple of Hyunjin ones because he's very popular in Japan. Same with Felix.
Let's also say that this place is a secondhand store. So mm-hmm. people buy and sell stuff. So that's why there's so much like new inventory all the time. Back to Haley, what Haley said. Hyunjin and Felix obviously
are super popular in Japan. And Lino. So their photo cards are like the more expensive ones. The ones who are not popular are Changbin and Bangchan, which is
perfect for Haley.
Which is perfect for me, but then like obviously they're super popular internationally, especially in the States.
Yeah, so that
but like, not in Japan.
It was a field day for Haley. Mm-hmm. This is to put in perspective, we went two different days. Mm-hmm. The first day we went, when I looked at the Twice section and like there was like after the Twice section there's like a mix of like other girl groups like because obviously there's a ton of guy groups for like the girls and everything, but like there was like a little bit of Blackpink, Le Sserafim, you know. But with the Twice groups, I didn't even look at the photo cards.
Yeah, he was stuck on pickets.
Well, not just pickets. I was looking like Haley said, they have like special photo cards, but I didn't rummage through like the individual photo cards where like you could find like treasure, buried treasure, basically. But yeah, they had even a lot of signed Polaroids, which is another monster in itself in terms of collections. But obviously those go for a lot more. Like they're hitting like I think the like 10,000 or like was it 100,000 yen? Some of the crazy ones. So like over like a couple hundred dollars and everything. It was really cool to see like signed Chewy, signed Jiho. The more popular ones in Japan, like members wise, that were more expensive, like you could tell already, even just from like the prices, which is interesting enough that they, you know, price based off popularity. Supply and demand. Yeah, based off popularity. Not like here, sometimes everything's just even, but it'll be sold out of a specific member. No, like it's priced based on popularity because of this actual real supply demand. Sana, Momo, and Mina.
Of course. Because
surprise.
Wow, because they're the J-line.
Actually, Chewy's really popular too. So, I mean, like all of it, like, it's exactly what you'd expect, but it was so overwhelming in a really good way.
Yeah, that we had to go stay back there.
But we had to remind ourselves, we're on vacation. we're in Japan. We need to see other things besides like K-pop stuff.
I was super excited because they had photo cards from The Sound, which was like their newest Japanese album that I wanted. They had Changbin and Bangchan, who I did not pull. So I got those, and they were like less than $2.
And the pickets in here in the U.S. are expensive. Like they could hit like they go like the cheapest one starts already in like 20-25 range, and those are like for like the crappy, shitty looking ones. Over there, there's like I was rummaging through all the Twice pickets, and I picked up a few pickets myself and for some of our friends. And oh my god, like the cheapest ones already started at 600 yen, which is basically like five, if not less than $5. Yeah. I think about $5, which is insane. So it's just, you know, obviously pickets take up a lot more room, so I have to be very selective. But
yeah.
And then I did grab a lot of stuff.
I only got one picket, Changbin.
I got it for you.
Yes.
See, nonetheless.
And it was to match the other ones that I had, who was Felix, Bangchan, and Hyunjin.
But enough about Japan and enough about the K-pop stuff we did in Japan. There were a lot of other K-pop things going on in the world of K-pop. Let's start with, I guess this is the most unfortunate news. I think this was when we were in Shibuya, right? When we heard the news about Moonbin.
Yeah.
Or was it in Osaka?
I don't remember.
It's one of the two. But yeah, so, you know, Astro's Moonbin had passed away. Like, it seems like it was a suicide.
Yeah, I don't think anyone confirmed it, but then, like, he was found lifeless in his apartment. So it's like,
more than likely, it is suicide. What, unfortunately, none of us would ever want.
It sucks because like he had done like a fan meet maybe like 3 days
very recently
before that, and then he was doing like TikTok challenges and everything, and then
you would never know.
No,
like
it
you
sucks.
Never like it's that's the scary and really sad thing. Like,
it's like you don't know what they're going through, because like he hid it very well because like his members didn't
One. Yeah, that's like I think that's one of the reasons why Anyu from SM, like, or you know, Anyu from Shiny,
like
after this news happened, like he actually like I think started to join like one of the heads of like SM in terms of like trying to be like one of those important people, like to start focusing on trainees and idols, like their happiness and their mental health and well-being, because obviously the most recent one before Moonbin was with Shiny, like that happened with the suicide.
Hyun?
Yeah, well, he's one of the other more recent ones.
Yeah,
because
there
to
was
mind.
Also like
Sully, that's
and
right.
Then Guhara.
Oh, man. The so there's like a bunch that actually happened. But I mean, in terms, like, I guess male groups, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it sucks to always see and hear. You don't want to, like, open up, like, your phone and then you see that this is one of the K-pop headlining news. Because, I mean, Moonbin is good friends with so many.
Oh, yeah. A lot of idols were affected by his death.
Heavily. Mm-hmm. So
they stopped, like, their promotions and everything after he passed away.
I mean, one of the other ones, which I was going to talk about a little bit later, but I mean, I could talk about it really quick now since we're on it. I mean, Seungkwan from 17 is really close with him. So
was Bangchan.
And Bangchan. Oh, mm-hmm. That's true. Bangchan is too. So, like, I mean, he's pretty close, especially like Gen 4.
Mm-hmm.
So Seungkwan is like the Gen 3 idol that he's like was close with. And like, I think he's not even, like, Seungkwan, I'm talking about, is not participating in a lot of scheduled group activities because, you know, he's not feeling well because it's related to Moonbin.
Yeah, he's depressed. He's
one of his closest friends in the K-pop industry. So, yeah, it's a really devastating news, you know. Thoughts and prayers go out to, you know, all the Astro fans. I was going to ask, what's the fandom for Astro? Can you think of it off the top of your head?
I can't, but then I know it, but I cannot think of it right now.
Is it like...
Yeah, Aurora.
Oh, but it's spelled
Aroha,
different, right?
Like Aloha.
But it's like Aurora.
Aloha.
So, yeah. Thoughts and prayers out to them. And, of course, Astro and, like, their company and all the K-pop idols affected. So, hopefully we won't hear any kind of news like this forever.
Because he was young.
Let's just... Yeah,
he
was
25.
Young. Like, hopefully we'll never have to talk about this again. Unfortunately, like, from here on out again. With that said, let's kind of move on now. There was a lot of I guess multi stan crumbs going on in one of the, I guess, because like I said, we've been gone for a couple of weeks, so this is a condensation of like condensed news and like random stuff, so it's gonna be jumping all over the place. But within this 2 week span, there was a Louis Vuitton preseason fashion show.
I was going to say, this one was recent, though.
Oh, this one was one of the recent ones? Okay, so it was pretty cool, though, because obviously the one that Haley knows is there.
Felix.
Mm-hmm. Also, Yeji was there. So, ITZY's Yeji, Stray Kids Felix, even Hane from New Jeans, because she's a brand ambassador.
Mingyu was there.
Mingyu, yes, that man was there. Yuta for NCT, Wasa Mamamoo, and then the OG herself, Taeyeon. And so much more. Yeah. They were there.
A lot of people were... Idols were there, yeah.
And the whole Le Sserafim group was there. Because they also performed Fearless at the after party. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was wild. It was so much going on. And the funny part that comes to my mind is Stray Kids Felix talking like... It was like... It felt like it was like a monsoon was happening.
It was
like,
so windy where they were doing the interview outside. And then someone edited...
Oh, that was the
like,
edit
he was like
so
doing
funny.
A newscasting for a storm.
It was so fucking hilarious. It matched perfectly. Like that cat, like that edit, it was so good. It looked like he was like in the middle of like a hurricane.
People were saying like, because you could see Felix's hands like shaking, and people were like, "Oh my god, like he's cold." But then I think he went on bubble after the event, and he was like, "I was so nervous." So like, because he was there by himself, and it's his first event
was
by
it really?
Himself. Yeah,
I didn't know it was his first event.
He
by
went
himself.
With Hyunjin last time to the, I think it was like some other fashion week,
like maybe Paris Fashion Week,
and they went together. But then this time he was by himself, so he was
that's why he was shaking. Interesting.
Yeah.
He did a good job, though.
Nervous.
If anything, it was just funnier because it was that edit with him in a rainstorm was perfect.
I feel like he did like 20 different interviews too.
That's probably why too. Oh my god. So, but he did well. Everyone, at least Yeji was there too. You know, fellow JYP family. So that was going on. It was cool to see like all those different like crumbs and going on. Like you said, Mingyu was there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been seeing a lot of Mingyu lately, like everywhere in my reels and my newsfeed.
Yeah, because of their latest.
Oh, we
album
should talk
drop?
About that.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like I said in the beginning, there has been so many
new albums
dropping, including mini albums, and not just Gen 4 girl groups, because Gen 3, 17, did release their 10th mini album, FML.
Yeah.
Fuck My Life.
Exactly.
It stands
for Fuck My Life.
Didn't they say it was something else?
They did. I forgot what it was.
Because they're liars.
But then they hashtag it as Fuck My Life.
Because we know that's exactly what it was for. So FML was Dropped on April 24th, mm-hmm. Midway through our Japan trip. Mm-hmm. Man, that is a good mini album.
Yeah.
It's 17. What can I say? Honestly, 17 yeah. is 17. Mm-hmm. I expect nothing less. Like, FML was amazing. The title track, super, yes. super good, obviously.
April Shower,
mm-hmm. super good, too. Even the second to last song, I can't even... I can't think of it. Mm-hmm. This is where I go to Spotify.
But then who else dropped an album? Taeyong and Yoongi. It's like so many people dropped albums when we were like in Japan. It was wild.
I listened
to all of them when we were on the plane going back home. Because I was like, I need to catch up on everything that just dropped.
And you caught up on mm-hmm. all the guys.
I did
catch up on all the girls. Mm-hmm. We'd already talked about Ives, so I'll just bring it up really quick. Ives is really good. Their full mm-hmm. album. It's really, really good. I enjoyed a lot of the songs.
I feel like all of the albums that were dropped were all
really good. They were really good. Honestly. We're going to get to more because obviously we know Le Sserafim was another one, big one that dropped. But yeah, go for it. You can keep talking about Taeyong.
Oh, so he released his newest album.
With that song with Lisa.
Oh, yes.
Shoom!
Actually,
like
that
a Lamborghini. I guess that's the. Is that the.
Yeah.
Is that what like vroom is for Korea? Their sound effect for vroom? It's
but
shoom.
Then even like their dance moves to it is like they're driving a car.
It's really cool. I like
it. It's a really good song, actually.
It's and a then, doable dance challenge.
Yeah, and then he's been doing that dance challenge, of course.
Has he?
He loves it, I think, because they didn't have this kind of stuff when they were promoting before as Big Bang.
Oh, no, they didn't.
He's joining in all these
he's
different
like, wow,
dance
there's
challenges.
These idols that can actually dance. Right. Like, compared to my group.
He's enjoying it. So
he's the fourth gen, quote unquote, fourth gen idol that
the
is bringing all everyone together. Mm-hmm. His Shung dance challenge has been doing super well. Like you said, like obviously he danced with Lisa mm-hmm. and they even have like the dance practice and the right. video with, and the dance with Lisa is really cool and mm-hmm. good too. Like, Lisa was doing like all English too, mm-hmm. like for her rap part. It was like a rap singing kind
yeah,
of thing.
It was
cool. Really cool to hear
Drop
from Lisa.
That shit like candles or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, pretty much. And also did a bunch with Jay. Like he did it with Jay Park.
He did.
Like Jay Park was one of the dance challenge people he danced with twice. Mm-hmm. Shit, who was it with?
I don't remember. Honestly, like I watched
it's a
all
blur.
Of them,
I know.
There's so many, and
exactly.
then because it gets confusing because there's so many groups that are promoting at this time. So like 17 was doing it.
So they're doing it, and then it's like reversed. Like they'll do Taeyong's, and then Taeyong will do theirs.
Yeah, exactly. So they like take turns.
TXT, I know was in it. There was mm-hmm. it's just so many groups. I just know Twice was in it. It kills me that I can't remember.
Le Sserafim and Jimin.
Yeah. Oh
as
my
well,
gosh. Because
he promised that he would. Oh well, actually, remember Sakura and Kazuha had asked him, like, can you please do our dance challenge when we release it? And he did. So Jimin danced their song,
he was
Unforgiven.
Was it with them? Was it with Sakura and Kazuha? Or mm-hmm. was it with someone else?
I think it was Sakura and Kazuha.
So it was
the
with
first
them?
Time when she did their did Jimin's dance.
Because I remember Jimin's, wasn't Jimin's dance also... I don't know why I'm thinking. I feel like they use Yunche for everything because she's like their dance machine too. But
maybe
yeah.
it was her.
But
I don't remember.
Either way, it's just really cool. And like Haley was saying, it's just Jimin's involved too. And they're doing everyone's dance challenges. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see. This is a great time. Like we said, this is a good timeline to be living in the K-pop multiverse. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I have to kind of rewind back. Where were we? We did talk about, we're just jumping around. I said, here's Tower Records, but I'm pretty sure we got that out of the way in the beginning. 17. So, like we said, 17, it came out. We did bring up Le Sserafim. Mm-hmm. So, I'll get to that since we're talking about all the different releases. Unforgiven was just released mm-hmm. May 1st. So, we were already back here, home in LA. And, man, Haley knows, because when I'm working, when I've been trying to work because I'm awfully jet lagged and working I'm struggling for my life to
he's
work.
More jet lagged than me, honestly.
I've been listening to Le Sserafim a lot along with Ive, but mostly Le Sserafim, and that album has been amazing. The first half of the album are like their old songs from their mini albums.
It's the first full album, but then it's only 6 new songs.
But at least it's re-recorded without Garam. Obviously, because of, you know, everything that happened with that. So it's interesting that, like, it says 2023 version. So, like, it's like the first few songs. Then, of course, it goes into Anti-Fragile. It has Impurities. Then we start getting into the new stuff. Really good. Unforgiven has actually, like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, the second, when I heard it and I didn't watch the music video, it, like, felt different to me. Like, I enjoyed it a lot more. Like, I don't know why. Maybe the music video, like, in their cowboy hats and everything was, like, I was too distracted watching and seeing everything. But, man, I really like the, like, even their, all the B-side tracks, so good. Like, I liked, especially, like, Fear Not, which was cool because they had a song about their, obviously, their fandom. Us, right? We are, you're a Fear Not, too.
I suppose. I mean, like.
You are. You're a Fear Not.
I'm not, like, super into them, but, yeah.
Enough to be considered a Fear Not. But, yeah, I liked everything. Like, No Return was really good. Flash Forward, super good, too. So, super, like, enjoyed that, Le Sserafim. Oh, you know what? They also had, like, this interview. And it's interesting enough that Sakura actually admitted that there was one thing in her, like, clause for, like, when she was signing up with HYBE. Or should I say, who is it? No, I know they're under HYBE, but I can't think of, like, the other company that's under HYBE that they're, like, kind of under. You know how, like, Pledis kind of thing? They're,
yeah.
Anyways, I'm, like, rambling on. So Le Sserafim, like, Sakura, admitted that in her clause, one of the conditions was she did not want to be the leader. Interesting.
She's the oldest, right?
She's the oldest. I'm sure they're planning to.
Yeah.
But they're like, all right, we'll go to the second veteran, Chaewon. Since, you know, Chaewon has been, obviously, you know, she's another IZ*ONE member.
It's a lot of pressure being the leader, honestly.
And
I would turn it down, too.
And Sakura has been in the industry, like, this type of industry since she's, like, what, 10 or 12?
Yeah.
Like, all the way back in Japan, like, for AKB days. So she's like, I just want to be part of it. I don't want to have to, like, deal with the leader stuff.
Right.
I totally understand. But yeah, Che's been a really good leader too. So everything has worked out very fine. Let's see. What do we have here? aespa also has an album drop. Not, it didn't happen yet, but they did release My World, which is the music video and the new song. Very SM sounding. Like, it has very, like, SM and, like, Red Velvet kind of sounding tones. It's pretty good. I like the music video already. And Karina looks really good with her blonde hair. I think Karina definitely does well with blonde. But the actual album, it's not a full album yet. Still another mini album, I believe. Drops May 8th. So it's coming up very soon.
Is this their third mini album?
I think so. Yeah, because Girls. Actually, maybe. Was it fourth or third? Maybe you're right. Maybe
soon
it's
they'll make a full one.
I mean, Le Sserafim is already on their full album. And I think they came out later than aespa. Yeah, so
they did, yeah.
I mean, shoot, come on. Come on now, SM.
Well, at least they're putting out music.
And let's see. Yeah, so they've been having a lot of promos. I think even today when I was working, I saw a lot of, like, posts from aespa, like, themselves. Oh, also, that reminds me, I've also been seeing a ton of posts from the IVE official IG because they have their own version of, like, BT21 and Skazoo.
Yeah.
What is it called? I know I looked it up before this. Did I even send it on our group thing?
Yeah, you did. They look like the female versions of Skizu.
They're very cute, though.
And kind of like Blackpink's ones.
Like Minive?
Like Mini-IVE,
probably. Mini-IVE. Oh, you're right. Minive? Yeah. Mini-IVE. Yeah, you're right. I think Minive.
So doesn't, like, the chicken-looking one look like Lisa's?
It does. You're right. The best way to describe it is it's a Blackpink Skazoo.
Yeah.
It's funny because it looks like Lisa, but it reminds me of, I was going to say Bakari.
Oh, yeah, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So they're really cute, though, like, all of them. So
this
they did a good job
like
designing
Seungmin's, the puppy, but a girl version.
There's, like, Ayan.
And then also Lino, Libet.
So it's really, they're cute though. I really like the design though. So they did a good job in terms of keeping the cuteness up, cuteness level. They even have 3D versions of them already.
Yeah, doesn't this one look like Bakari?
That's like a girl Bakari for sure from Skazoo. So Stray Kids Bakari has a girlfriend at this point.
And Poppy M and Libet have girlfriends too.
So that's really cool actually looking at this. They did a good job. Whoever designed it, good job. Maybe they're the people that designed Skazoo.
Yeah.
Because it really looks like it. Like, if you look at it, look up Minaif or go on Ive's Instagram, you'll see. It looks like Skazoo.
But it's like, I feel like every group now is trying to have their own little...
cute, like...
animal versions. Characters. Or, like, characters. Yeah. Just because it's easier to merch, like, distribute merch for that. And then they can make anything. They can make plushies. They can make... freaking mirrors, brushes. They've
probably taken notes from BT21 because look what happened. Yeah. Like, it exploded and how much money they made from merch alone, Lion and BT21. So, yeah.
Speaking of that, this is not an our thing, but I remember talking to Katie and she said that JO1 is actually collaborating with Sanrio. So they created their own characters like BT21 and Lion, but now it's JO1 and Sanrio. And they made their own characters with Sanrio, which they will be like, you'll be able to purchase them. They're like plushies and stuff.
Oh, well, so it makes sense because JO1 is from Japan.
And they're super popular. And then, of course, Sanrio they're is huge from in Japan.
Huge so from Japan. Like, it's just like Lion, Korea, and BT21. So this is huge. So that's huge.
Yeah, they're the first ones to be with Sanrio. Like, actually have ones that they made themselves. Because I know that NCT did a collab with Sanrio, but then they just put like their faces and put like...
They just pair them up with like a random character.
Yeah, so I was like, dang, everyone's getting their own little... And I think ATEEZ is coming out with their...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, their little hit-hit-mon. Yeah.
But it was funny because like theirs is based off like
what they drew.
One of their joke like drawings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it Hongjun's drawing or something?
No, it was Yosang's.
Oh my god. So yeah, so it's interesting enough that that's how like... theirs is going along. But yeah, the JO1 thing, I didn't even know about that till you brought it up.
That's, yeah, I was just thinking about, because I was talking about it with Katie. I was like, oh my god, this is cute.
That reminds me of the J... Oh, sorry, go.
No, that's all she said.
Okay, so like, it's cute. That's it. JO1 had that big section in Tower Records.
Oh, they're huge over there.
They're huge.
Yeah, they had like a whole like poster wall.
There was even some... Was signatures. It a promotion for JO1 or was it something else? Or was that Mr. Five or something?
No, it was JO1 as well.
Yeah, so there was like on the fourth floor was like a lot of J-pop, and that's where like the J-pop and J-rock was.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge promotion, like it was like flooded. It's like you can't even walk. So we just like went on to the next floor. Like this is on the second day we went to
Tower Records. Yeah, I think it was JO1 and Mr. Five.
It was insane. Yeah, so obviously they're huge there. So that's really cool how that Sanrio is actually doing like a big company from Japan that is known even more globally than like Lion.
And obviously Sanrio is so freaking cute because I looked at the characters, I was like, oh, these are cute.
So I haven't even seen it, so yeah. I bet it's gonna be really good. So there's just nonstop stuff going on. Let's see, because we're out of order on our notes right now. I am trying to see. Oh, and Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget Twice. They are starting. They already started their Ready to Be World Tour.
Mm-hmm.
They're just finishing up Australia.
Yeah.
I think this is it the first time they went in Australia? I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah. So they performed in, I think, Melbourne and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been going wild. Like, all their solo stages have been great. Mm-hmm. All the fan cams have been insane. Mm-hmm. Like, Mina is twerking like a... like no other.
Like, she is Sharon. They don't do that in Korea.
She has become Sharon already, even though she's not in America yet. And, all the solo stages, like... Sana, like everyone, Momo, Che, Dubu was like on her piano. So I've seen small clips. I've watched a little bit of it, but I've been hesitant to watch the whole thing because I don't want to spoil it for when we finally see them. Whenever we can get our damn like resales up for Oakland.
Yeah.
I'm still hesitant to go to the one here in LA for SoFi.
It's too big.
It's expensive still. Like, the nosebleeds are like $150.
That's not even worth it. And you're just like, going to watch them on the monitor.
The thing is, nosebleeds has its own definition and a different meaning in SoFi. Like, you'll need
binoculars or telescopes.
You'll need all of those or a Samsung phone that can zoom more than 10x.
Yeah, it's not worth it. But I mean, like, people would just want to go to be there.
Don't get me wrong.
Be in the environment.
Okay, I would be down to do that, just to hang out with all of us and our friends on, like, to listen to it if it was not $150 for nosebleeds. Like,
yeah, that should be like $40.
That honestly. Okay. I'll go double $80. Anything under triple digits, sure, I could probably live with. But that is way too much for like $150.
Yeah, because like, their nosebleeds is like what? How many sections do they have? Like four?
It's five. That's the 500s.
Five tiers.
This is the 500s and the hundreds.
They look like ants.
The hundreds already. You'll be so far. The hundreds is already the size of the forum.
Yeah, because we were in the hundreds for BTS, and they're fucking small.
It still felt so far.
Yeah.
And we're not even that far. I can't imagine, like, okay.
The floor is huge.
And if you're in the 200s area, we're like, wait, is that the, I think we're mixing it up. We were not in the hundreds. Oh, actually, no.
No, we were for one of their concerts.
Oh, was it really? Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking of the floor. Like, the floor itself is the size of the forum.
Yeah.
That's the size of the forum. Like, literally just the floor. So, like, if you're in the hundreds, that's okay. Because if you're lucky enough, we're not sure yet. Because they haven't done it yet. Maybe they'll go around, like, BTS.
Mm. In their carts.
In their carts. They do it in Japan, but we don't know how it's going to be because they haven't been in, a stadium that big.
Honestly, they might do outside. It for SoFi, though.
I'm hoping, because it makes sense.
They wouldn't be able to do it at any other venue in the U.S.?
No, not at all. Yeah, they can't. They won't be able to do it in Oakland. Like, SoFi for sure.
Wait, what was the other one?
There's actually one more. One? I think it's the MetLife.
Oh, yeah,
the one in New York?
Yeah, so they'll be able to do
possibly.
It.
So we will see soon enough. I'm just excited and hoping, you know, we get tickets because at this moment, we don't have tickets. Blackpink. Pinkcella. Mm-hmm. Honestly, when we were in Japan and they were performing Coachella, mm-hmm. like my Instagram feed was just flooded mm-hmm. with like Coachella posts and especially Jennie's side boob. Like Jennie's side boobage was like everywhere. On my Instagram, not that I'm complaining, but they did a super good job. Like I think even Lisa's mom was there, mm-hmm. like her family was there. So yeah, it was also live streamed. So hashtag Pinkcella was getting streamed everywhere. It was cool to see a lot of people who were not actually Blinks watching Blackpink for their first time at Coachella. Mm-hmm. You know, like because the crowd was crazy. They even had an extended stage. I've never seen that at Coachella before.
Right.
So that was wild to see for myself. And it just, I think it opened up the door to a lot of people for like checking out K-pop. So great. It's going to get worse for tickets. It's great for K-pop, but bad for us.
I'm always like, great.
So they did really well. They performed both weekends, headlining for both weekends. And right after they were done, boom, they went straight back into their Born Pink World Tour because it is not over yet. They went straight to Mexico. And of course, this world tour, because they're like performing, it's been like a year. It's going to be like a year. Mm-hmm. It has become the highest grossing tour by a girl group in history.
Right.
In the world's known history, which makes sense. So they surpassed like TLC, Destiny's Child, Spice Girls.
Obviously.
So yeah, of course, Blackpink was bound to do it with how many venues and like a year long tour.
And then they're coming back to LA
for an encore. So the encore, I don't know if that was announced or released in Japan or maybe before. I don't remember. Either way, yeah, they're going to be coming back. I don't think I will see them because we didn't get tickets, first of all. And then, like, it's at the Dodger Stadium, so, like, tickets were weird to begin with already.
It wasn't Ticketmaster.
So it was, it's already, plus I was kind of sad about it, but Haley has talked me out of my sadness. Because of how good our interactions and videos and everything were that we had already in the beginning of the tour.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you could top that, honestly.
I can't top that at this venue. Even if we were barricade, I don't think we would get as close as our barricades. Mm-mm. Not to mention the money I save from here because it's expensive as hell because everyone is a Blink now at these days, right. It feels like.
Especially after Coachella.
All the money especially after Coachella. All the money I saved from this... And save from also not going to twice at SoFi.
Yeah.
Funds future barricades for Seraphim, NewJeans, Stacy, and possibly Ive. Like,
yeah, see, for him, because like he has to really pick and choose. He has too many groups. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's hard. But it's a bad thing for his wallet. But then for me, I'm just like, Stray Kids. I mean, that's it, honestly.
And Haley's just along for the ride.
Yeah.
For the other ones.
I'm just like... For, like, other groups that I like, obviously, like, Seventeen, TXT.
Well,
Like, we'll go, but I don't need barricade. Like, yeah. I don't feel the need to be, like, really close.
I wish I felt that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I made a fucking monster, but basically, I crave it. Would need barricade for Stray Kids, and I hope they don't have another tour until next year.
I'm, like, thinking about it. Yeah, I would want, obviously, like, Stacey, we've kind of had a barricade-ish.
Yeah.
And they're really good, too, so they just need more music and more songs. To have like a full tour, so but I'd be down for Barricade. New Jeans is an obvious thing. Mm-hmm. I'm very invested in New Jeans, especially after having like
they've been quiet lately.
I think they'll be having a. The only thing they had recently was Coca-Cola Majita, yeah,
and then just like their shows.
They're gonna be doing a comeback very soon. I think Stacey also very soon because they've been quiet. But of course, Ivan LeSeraphim, they've been busy with all their comebacks that are coming out and. All the promotions, and it's gonna be crazy, like all the promotions going on, like Inkigayo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
With all these Gen 4 like girl groups going on. I mean, even 50/50 is Cupid. We don't talk about 50/50 a lot, and like Cupid is the one that everyone knows because it broke records too.
Yeah, because of TikTok.
Oh,
honestly,
it went viral.
I always hear it on there, and then like even people that don't even know K-pop. Are dancing to
they
it.
They know Cupid because of the English parts.
Yeah.
I think you told me, even though there's a lot of Korean in it.
There is.
A lot of people don't even know there's Korean in
and
it.
And then people were saying, like, people were getting shocked that it's K-pop. I'm like, K-pop is everything right now. So, like, I don't know where you guys have been living under a rock.
Yeah. So that is pretty insane because, like, it's been breaking records too. And, like, it's. So Cupid is also a really good song, too.
Yeah,
because really
they've been around for, like, a couple of years. And, like, I've only heard of them now because
They're Gen 4, but, like, it was at that moment where, like almost Stray Kids, right? Where it's, like, that in-between kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also, like, on the radio station in the U.S.
I feel like radio station. Once you hit viral on TikTok, that's it. Like, everybody will be playing your song and you'll know it.
You know what? It's weird, but I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely seems like it. But yeah, so, and then Blackpink has, you know, we've obviously been on the radio stations here too. Mm-hmm. So, with that, oh, you know what? And then the Met Gala, I'm just going to bring up that Jennie went and she got some tips from Rosie cause Rosie didn't go this year, but it's crazy and funny cause she was like seen like leaving Dua Lipa's after party.
Mm-hmm.
So like, didn't she got
Dua Lipa dress up as a cat. Was that her?
Yeah, she was.
No, wait. Was that her?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. She had like a full-on face of cat
makeup. And then there was, what's his name? I forgot his name. Who was actually in a cat, like a furry outfit.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I could find, because I forgot his name.
I feel like at the Met Gala, there's just so many different interesting.
Oh, Jared Leto. He was literally a cat.
Like, oh shit!
Like he looked like a furry, like but he was like dressed as a giant cat.
Oh, like a real looking.
Yeah,
cat,
like a
basically.
Realistically looking.
They get to wear anything like weird. Wasn't that the one? Is that the one that Lady Gaga wore her meat dress? Was
I
that?
I think
Met Gala?
It possibly was.
I don't know.
If it, I would say yes, just because it's the Met Gala.
It's one of those award things.
And then, like right after, yeah, they're really like you know they had to, like I think now they're back in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been super super busy. With that said, I mean. We do have the boys to talk about.
Mm.
We're already this far along. BTS and Stray Kids, but I'm just going to throw it in right here in case hopefully the ad works and the ad gets dropped right here. Okay, the moment of silence right there. And like I said, if you're tuning in, check us out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you're tuning in. Give us a follow, notification bell. It always helps. We also, like I forgot to say in the beginning, Haley, where can people find us?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And because a lot of our videos actually have been like doing pretty well. Like even though we haven't posted in a while because we've been busy with Japan, I do think I'm going to make a post about Tower Records because I did take a picture of every K-pop group like shelf. At Japan's Tower Records in Shibuya. It was insane. I think there was like 40. Like, I'm just going to do like a 1 second of each or something. Make it really short.
It was crazy.
That was wild. I still can't get over how amazing
so
Tower Records
organized.
Is there. And it's like,
so nice.
And it's really nice. Like, it's not just like jankly organized and it's not like very sterile.
Mm-mm.
It's like, it feels like it's like alive. Like, there's energy, there's colors, and there's like, it looks really well done. Damn, I miss Japan. I would if Japan. I told Haley, and I've been telling Haley, I think every day, if Japan was like only 5-hour flight away from the U.S., we'd probably be going like a few times a year. Yeah. But it's hard going there, like, and it's almost like a 12-hour flight.
Yeah, it's like then a full through, day of travel, honestly.
And like, you have to go through customs and like all this shit. It sucks, but at the same time, it's worth it. That's why you have to stay there like longer than a week.
At least 2 weeks.
It's hard.
At least 10 days, maybe.
And okay, now we should. Oh, you know, I didn't even talk about it. I guess I'll bring it up really quick. Jay Park. We did talk about Jay Park for a second. I think Jesse has joined More Vision, which is Jay Park's label. So that's another thing. And the reason why I brought it up is because Jesse went viral for climbing over her bodyguards.
Aww.
Did you see or hear that?
No.
I don't know if you saw that. She climbed over her bodyguards
to
hug a fan. She's awesome.
She's something else.
She's fucking hilarious. That's awesome, though. Like, whoever got hugged. I don't even know if it was a guy or a girl. She probably didn't. She doesn't matter. Jesse will do it. So back to now. Let's get into, is it BTS time or Stray Kids time?
We'll do BTS.
Okay, go for it. I mean, you could start it out. I know Jimin is probably gonna be.
Oh, I already talked about that. Oh, Jimin did the dance challenge with LeSSERAFIM.
So that means all the rest of the news will definitely be Suga.
It's all Yoongi. So he actually had switched episode.
Can I say something? Not to cut you off. Well, I did cut you off. You said dance challenge, right?
Yeah.
Reminded me of Rover. And that reminds me that you told me something about Kai.
I did.
So what's going on with him really quick before he's one of the guys, I guess. So let's talk about it.
So Kai, like, this was kind of dropped out of nowhere. I don't think anyone expected it. Even Kai.
He's surprised.
He's enlisting into the military on May 11th.
Damn, that's really soon.
And then, so like, SM Entertainment put out a statement. They're like, I'm here to give you some unexpected news about Kai's military service. Kai was preparing for the EXO comeback scheduled for this year.
That's why.
Yeah. And he just promoted his album.
That's another reason why. Like, that's why Rover's been everywhere. Like, I should say a couple weeks ago, but maybe a few weeks ago now.
But due to a recent change in the Military Manpower Administration rules, he entered the Army Training Center, which is going to be on May 11th. And he's going to receive his basic military training before serving as a substitute for social service. So, like, I guess it changed, and now he has to enlist out of fucking nowhere.
Even him, he's like, what the? He's probably like, what the hell? But
yeah, so, like,
he'll be hanging out with Hobie and probably see Jin.
Yeah. So
okay, so back to August D.
Yeah. So this was. We haven't watched the episode yet.
Oh, God. I want to watch this episode.
I think it just dropped.
But we've been seeing all those clips. It's fucking hilarious.
So, me and Joker would always say that Woozy looks like a mini Yoongi.
And we're talking about 17's Woozy.
Yeah, the 5'5 short Woozy.
Well, especially compared to all his 6-foot members, except for Dino.
Yeah.
Yes, he stands out a little bit when they're like in like a line together.
And honestly, when 17 had their comeback, Woozy's hair is long, black.
Little has those little curls.
Yeah,
right?
So
looks like
kind of looks like Yoongi's.
It looks like Yoongi's. Yeah, like not gonna lie.
So it's like he looks good. Honestly, like keep this hairstyle for him. Do not bleach his eyebrows. Do not bleach his hair anymore.
Oh God, please don't. He looked like a gremlin.
He looked like a pumpkin.
Oh God. A jack-o'-lantern.
But yeah, so like his hairstyle looks really good right now. So Yoongi has Woozy on his drinking show.
Switchita.
Yes. Yeah, so
As a guest. It's fucking awesome.
This is crazy because like they're both really, really obviously talented producers.
Yeah, they produce for their respective groups, obviously. A lot of music, especially Woozy. Like a lot of 17 songs.
Oh, yeah, it's all him.
This is he's like the heart of the group, like pumping out all this really good music.
Yeah, so because we always joke about it. Like, Woozy is Yoongi's mini-me. But what makes it even funnier is that they acknowledged it as well.
On the show.
On the show.
Like, did Woozy or Suga say it?
I think Yoongi said it. He was like, oh, it's like looking in a mirror.
Dude, when you showed me that reel, I was cracking up. But I was, like, super shook.
Yeah, so they know. I'm like, good for them. So, like, they know that they look alike.
They have awareness.
I knew I wasn't, like...
We're not going crazy.
Yeah, going crazy. I was like, they look like each other, don't they?
The fact that they're aware of this.
Yeah. So he was, and then Woozy was asking him to like pose like him, and then like use it as the screen cap for the like, for the YouTube.
It was so funny. I can't wait to watch it because it's really funny. So hopefully you guys will check it out because that looks like an episode not to miss.
Yeah, I think it just got released yesterday, so check that out. And then Yoongi has been starting his solo tour.
He's here in the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, he started it when we were in Japan, right? I think.
Yes. And he has been going wild. Yeah. Buck wild.
Yeah.
This man, who is this?
Like, this is not Yoongi
this
from
is
BTS.
This is August D. That's
why.
Yeah,
that's right.
August
D's
this is nuts.
Not sugar.
This August D's nuts because freaking this guy he's giving out free henny.
Yes.
Like, there's lines to get drink. You could drink henny at his concert.
Mm-hmm.
He's cussing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's saying fuck this, fuck that, and then putting up his middle fingers.
His middle fingers. Every picture and video I've seen of Yoongi does not have like him not having his middle finger out. It's like middle fingers showered everywhere.
And then he's drinking on stage. Is he pulling a Jackson Wang?
Like he's watched a lot of Jackson Wang's shit.
But then maybe this especially is with the henny. Who he really is, and I feel like his true self has come out once.
He's been unleashed.
Especially in the U.S.
And he's like, when he's actually, he's grabbed cameras and videos.
Yeah,
people's phones.
Yeah, every single show he's grabbed someone's phone and done like, you know, a selfie.
But specifically, you will have an edge.
Yes.
If you own
a Galaxy.
A Samsung phone.
Because
a non-iPhone phone.
If you remember, they're kind of, I don't know if they're ambassadors, but then they promote Samsung Galaxy. They're the face of Samsung Galaxy.
And that it was funny as hell when you showed me that video.
Yeah.
It's like someone was recording when Yoongi was scouting out and looking through everyone's phones like up close.
Yeah.
Like looking for like a galaxy. And it's a freaking forest of iPhones.
Yeah. And then he picked out the Galaxy phone and then he even shouted in the mic. He's like, not iPhone. This is Galaxy. Like he was so proud of it. And he did the selfie video on the Galaxy phone and just ignored all the iPhone users.
It was so funny.
I was like, bless your heart.
So Haley has an edge.
Yeah. If you were to the barricade, right? Yeah.
But that's pretty funny. Yoongi's been going nuts. So he's also already a brand ambassador for the NBA.
Yeah.
He went to the Knicks game.
Yeah.
And he got a Knicks jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking awesome. Like it says sugar on the back. So it's been pretty amazing. Not to mention, this man is holding his own Netflix and chill.
Yoongi and chill.
I should say Yoongi movie and chill with Yoongi. Mm-hmm. Yoongi and chill. Because 350 Lucky K-Army will be watching. Of course it's in Korea. Because it's going to be happening in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be watching a movie with Yoongi on like a
movie
night.
What are they going to watch?
That's the question. But 350 K-Army. I hope there's going to be Guy K-Armies because that'd be awesome.
There will be.
So we'll be watching with Yoongi a movie. So that he's like, his promotions are wild. He's crazy.
Yeah, he was all over Japan too. Like when we were going in the subways and stuff, they were promoting his Disney Plus documentary.
That's right.
To August D.
We were right in the middle. Like it was in Shibuya Station.
Yeah.
Like it was like a giant like video was just showing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, in Japan was really crazy. I'm just going to throw it, like, I forgot to, maybe I'll bring it up again later, but man, the advertisements and stuff, it's like all their regular advertisements, it's like we're not used to it because we don't see K-pop idols all over our advertisement billboards, but man, theirs is like, they're so used to it, even in the stores, it's K-pop idols, it's crazy, like, when we were at, I forgot which station, one of the in-between stations, there's a Gucci ad, and freaking Hani was on it.
Like Umeda Station.
Umeda.
Yeah.
So Umeda Station had Hani, like huge, like Hani everywhere.
Yeah.
Like on the roof.
For Gucci, right?
Yeah, for Gucci. It was like on the roof.
Yeah.
Like it was wild. So, and then like when we're in like all these different, like Don Quixote, we're in the stores, like all the makeup aisles when I'm like looking for Haley, I get distracted because I can't find Haley. And then, but I get distracted because I see Jiho, I see Chewy, I see Wanyoung, I see all of ITZY.
Yeah,
like I see like Blackpink. It's like
stuff.
They're the regular models for like when we go to when we go to like I was gonna say Sephora.
Sephora. Yeah.
Because I'm like
the
Sephora.
Model.
Yeah, Sephora and stuff. They're the actual. We're used to seeing the supermodels and you know American models that I don't even know the names of like half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the idols. Like, yeah. The idols are the models modeling all this stuff. It's wild.
They know how to market it, because wouldn't you want to use the same lipstick that they're using?
But they should think about the American market. We're getting influenced a little bit. And it's not like they're bad looking. They're modeling them for a reason. Like, Won Young looks like a model.
I mean, they're trying to do it here, because we have slowly. Like CK, Jennie, and Jungkook.
That's true. Which we did everywhere. See a bunch of. We saw a ton of that in Japan.
We did.
We went to the Calvin Klein store in Japan. And we'll talk. You know, we'll talk about it in the next episode, because that's another funny thing I want to talk about. So Yoongi's in Japan too. Like, he's, even though he's touring here, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Stray Kids, because we are running out of time, and I know you do have a lot of Stray Kids, as always.
Because so much shit dropped, because this came out of nowhere too, and it was literally when we were flying back to LA, and I got on the plane, and I saw this notification that Stray Kids had dropped a trailer video for their new album.
Already. What's the trailer called, or the album? Do you know anything about that?
It's called Five Star.
Is this a mini album?
It's a full album.
Holy shit.
Their third full album. Yeah, so this is huge.
That is super, super huge. Hold on one second. I think... Did you get a cramp?
I got a freaking Charlie horse.
Haley jumped out. I thought she saw something crazy, but no. She's just cramping on her foot.
Oh my god, my freaking muscle like spazzed out because I got so excited. But
oh my god, okay,
so,
yes.
So like, obviously Five Star, we're familiar with Michelin. That. Yeah, so they're playing off from that.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. I like ruined it.
No, that is what it is relating back to. So
I thought you were going to like announce it in a certain way that was like Five Star Michelin.
Yeah, so they dropped, it's like a 2-minute trailer video, and it shows, I feel like Felix is always the main character in these trailers for like their music video trailer releases. And then there are many theories about the whole story, like the lore and then the universe. Stray Kids has their own universe too, like BTS, but it seems more complicated because it deals with clones. So like they have so like they have good and evil.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah, so like Stray Kids, like IN, supposedly he switched or something, and then he's the evil clone, and then Felix is the evil clone.
Because
they went through some doorway. Like if you watch,
they never had this before, right?
No,
this
is
the first time?
No, this is throughout all their music videos.
Oh, so this is,
it's been an ongoing thing, but it's just never really like explained, and then fans are the ones that come up with theories.
So they're kind of
linking it together.
So now they're kind of showing that whoever thought of these theories, it's correct.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. It does. So, all of them look really good, obviously. Felix is in a crop top, but it's like a suit.
Oh.
And what's funny is that because, like, someone had posted on Twitter, they're like, because the trailer dropped, and they're like, oh my god, like, I think I saw Felix when they were filming this, because I remember someone walking down the street in a suit crop top. And it was Felix.
Where was it, though?
In
was
Korea.
That like Korea though?
Interesting. Yeah, so I was like, what the heck? And then, so in the trailer, it references I Am Ground. And a lot of people are familiar with this. It's a Korean game. It's the one where you introduce yourself, where you do like the hand game, like clapping.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it's
I would
called,
be so bad at this, but yes.
It's called I Am Ground. So Felix goes to the, he like busts through a wall that says I Am Ground. He looks at it and he's like, he looked confused. Like, he's like, am I supposed to introduce myself? But it's like he didn't know who he was. Because, quote unquote, he's a clone. So it's not really Felix. So, I mean, that's something interesting. And then...
So the clone doesn't even interest... Yeah, we'll find out more. Interesting.
Obviously, like, when I watched the trailer, I was just like, oh, man, this is, like, really cool. But then I looked and I was like, oh, man, it's actually really deep. So So Chani was wearing a mask that looked kind of like Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
Oh god, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
From Mortal Kombat. And this short clip of Chan wearing a mask has gone viral everywhere. Like, people are obsessing over it and making all these different edits, fan art. They're obsessed with Chan in a mask. But he also references League of Legends.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like from League of Legends, it's a... What is it called? It's a cinematic trailer for League of Legends. And he
it's
references...
It's like quotes, right?
Yeah. No.
No, what's the reference? Sorry, go.
So Chan is like bowing in a way that one of the characters from League of Legends
does.
And it's exactly the same, like to a T. So like people are like, oh my God, he's like a real nerd, basically.
Oh yeah, he's a nerd for sure.
So Stray Kids likes to freaking rush things. So right after this released, a few hours after, we had to pre-order the albums already.
This is what you did
when we landed.
That's what you were doing.
I was like freaking I was like, thank God I had Wi-Fi on the plane, because I had T-Mobile and they gave free Wi-Fi to me this time, because I was able to keep up with everything, because like Charissa was keeping me informed. She's like, oh my God, they're gonna drop their albums in like a couple of hours. And it was like literally an hour after we landed in LA.
You ordered it when we were home, right? Like, yeah. Right, literally when we got into our house.
I was like, give me 1 second. I need to order, because these ones were from the Stray Kids shop, which means signed. Yes.
Always signed. So JYP, Stray Kids, like twice shop, always has the signed ones.
So they had signed albums. So there's going to be four different versions. There's three standard versions and one limited one. So I got one of each signed. It's a random postcard.
That's why it's nice to pre-order from the official shops. Yeah. Because, man, I don't think there's any other... They've never released anything unofficial, like through third-party things, like anything signed.
Mm-mm.
No.
So, like, it's going to be postcards this time, not photocards, like the Max.
So it's going to be similar to Twice's?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of upset about that, but whatever, it's signed.
I wish Twice hasn't even done the damn photocard sign.
I know. So, but to go to show like how popular Stray Kids got recently. So the Maxident signed one, which I also got last year? Yeah, last year.
Was it last year?
Wasn't Maxident? Yeah, October.
Oh damn, it felt like it was really recent already.
So they sold out their signed versions in 30 minutes. So this one for 5-star is sold out in less than 3 minutes.
That's wild.
So
you think they're going to restock? You know how Twice did it?
I don't know. They might, but maybe. You have to be fucking on top of that shit, because you don't know when they'll restock.
Yeah, because it's just out of nowhere.
So thankfully, I was able to get all four of the albums. So it releases June 2nd.
Damn, already? Does that mean they're going to tour again the end of this year?
No, I mean, because they're kind of busy, because they still have to do like all their fan meets and stuff in Korea. They have Lollapalooza in Paris, I think, in June or July. They're doing like all this other stuff. So if
that
they were
still
to
means
if they were
for, if you're a JYP group, that means there's room for a world tour.
The thing is, they didn't release it on their, you know, what is that thing called, the one that they do at the end of the year. So like they're trying to show like what they'll be doing for this year. They only put special concert. They didn't put world tour, which they did last year. So I'm thinking they might only do one for Seoul or Japan.
We'll see.
I'm hoping. Please.
Or KCON.
No, I don't want them to come back. I want them to come back next year so I can save. Because, we already saw them this year because we saw their encore.
I wish I can save. Right now I'm saving, technically, while we wait for Twice.
So, yeah. So, their concept looks really cool. There's going to be 12 songs on the album. 10 of them are new. 2 of them we've already heard. It's going to be The Sound, but the Korean version, and then Time Out. But the other 10 songs are all new. Thank God, because I need new music from them.
Too excited.
Though. I know.
You're hitting the wire.
Oh, yeah. And then so like starting May 8th, because they put up like a timeline of what they'll be doing up until their album release, we're going to be getting concepts, trailers,
well, that's the pictures. That's kind of the usual, right?
Every other day in May up until June 2nd. So stays will be fed.
Look at Haley's eyes. If you guys can see the sparkle and the life, it's just like she's alive again.
Yeah, so, I mean, thank God I only stan one group, because otherwise I'd be very overwhelmed. That's it.
Is that it? Well, you have other random notes, because I know we're running out of time. Did you want to talk about Hyunjin putting a selfie or something?
Oh, yeah, so this was really funny. So for a stay membership, we have access to a group chat with Stray Kids members. It's like a group chat with
amongst
Stray Kids.
Amongst themselves.
Exactly. So we can read it. Hyunjin accidentally sends it in the group chat. He sent a selfie of himself, which he was meant to send in his individual bubble account, but he sent it in the group chat and he panicked. He was like, wait, this is the group chat? Wait, how do I delete this? And he was like writing this in the group chat, and then all the other members were like, fool, you stupid. And then Changmin was like, how do I save this? And then Hyunjin was like, no, like, I want to delete this. And then Changmin sent on his personal bubble later a picture of him holding his phone with Hyunjin's safe. Changmin is such, he's like obsessed with Hyunjin, honestly. So that was really funny because Hyunjin like really panicked. He's like, wait, how do I delete this?
It made it sound like he would put something like weirder.
No, it was just like a cute selfie that he's meant to only send to Stay, not his freaking group chat with the boys.
He's probably like embarrassed of it from them. Because it's not like the guys look at each other's group, like their individual bubbles, right?
Yeah. And then just quickly, they also had their in-person meet and greet.
Haley's malfunctioning.
Meet and greet in Yokohama and Kyoto.
This was
to do with the Sound album. Like, it was a raffle thing.
Yeah, right.
Only for Japan stays, of course.
Must be nice.
So,
and we're just there. But either way, if we were there, we can't even go to it anyways.
Exactly. But then this one was cool because you got to take a Polaroid with your chosen member.
No effing way. Yeah. How many stays?
I don't remember how many there were.
You take a Polaroid with them.
Yes. But there's like a little, I think it's a plexiglass between you and the member.
That's fine.
But then people were like doing hearts, like hugging the freaking plexiglass, and then they'll be like squeezed up against you too through the glass.
That's fucking funny.
Changbin even like did a proposal to a stay, and then there's
really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It didn't look like him, so I was like, this picture's whack.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, so denial. It was cute. I mean, obviously, international stays are jealous, but because we never get anything like this.
We're used to that, right? So
it's dumb.
That's your
Please
life.
Make a fan meet here in the U.S.
Maybe if we were not like 12 hours away.
Right.
Maybe it's a lot easier because Japan to Korea is like, what, a 2-hour flight? Maybe
because sign up for that raffle, you had to have a Japanese address.
Yeah, so it sucked. So Haley couldn't sign up because once she got to the Japanese address,
I was
going to
use Tammy's one, but I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to be able to fly back because we literally come back and then like 2 days after, that's when the fan meet was. So I was like,
damn, you were really thinking about that.
I did consider it, but I was like, never mind. That's it.
That's it also for this episode of the podcast. So we are back, and thank you everyone for joining us. As always, if you're still enjoying this and you haven't given us a rating or subscribed or hit that notification bell, I think now is a good time to do so, and we always appreciate that. As well as you can also hit us up and check out our stuff on Instagram is where you can hit us up, but in general, you can go on
TikTok at Permissionistan Podcasts.
And like I said, Instagram, but TikTok has like a lot of our better videos that Haley and I do both, because Haley does post there now. Wow.
I do. I haven't for a while.
One out of every 1,000 posts, Haley. Mm-hmm. And so, thank you for joining us as always. Till the next episode, we should be a lot more tapered down in terms of all the K-pop news, because it won't be like 3 weeks worth, almost a month's worth of news like on our backs. So thank you for joining us. And as always, take care, stay safe, and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.